With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Fisher joining us. I believe he was at the Mavs game last night as they lost to the Clippers at the AAC. We'll talk about that in just a second. First chance to win $1,000. With us, we'll be at 8 o'clock this morning. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Be careful driving on a very messy Wednesday. But let's start off with the Cowboys with Fish. Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Good morning to you.
The Hot Boys, what would you say to them? Tank Lawrence calls you up. He texts you saying, Mike, what do you think we should do with the Hot Boys? San Francisco is trying to steal it from us. What would you text back to Tank?
Is there a way to juggle this, Tank? So you can cover your business interests, because it is yours, even though you stole it from the New Orleans boy band, but still. Is there a way to handle your legal business and cover your legal arse, while at the same time not creating the impression that what we all really care about is #53brands? That's kind of caught on since we've talked about it here. I don't think it's criminal that Tank Lawrence and Cowboy players on defense are mad because the 49ers simply added a Z to their nickname. You know, imagine if the Steel Curtain, somebody else said, well, we're the Steel Curtains, and added an S to the end of it. It wouldn't matter that the Steelers maybe had a bad defensive year that season. They're still the Steel Curtain. So I recognize the legality of it, but I understand why fans are going, I don't know, Tank, why don't you just get another sack?
Do they get as worked up on your timeline, also towards Jalen Smith, as they do on our timelines?
Yeah, although on the Sean Sharif timeline, you're the one stirring it up on Jalen Smith.
What do you mean stirring it up? Jalen tweets about it just like Tank.
You're the ringleader, and you know you are.
You don't think a majority of people have a problem with Jalen Smith hawking eyewear?
I don't have a problem with him hawking eyewear, like,
and tweeting about his clear eye view and begging for Pro Bowl votes.
The begging for Pro Bowl votes, and I don't know why we get. I'm not sure why we're getting off on this subject, but yeah, I think people have a problem with every Cowboy who does something for attention when the team goes 8-8.
There you go.
Now, frankly, we didn't have a problem with selling eyewear when everything, we were all on top of the mountain with Jalen Smith. We were right. All having a fun.
He's an entrepreneur. He's a brilliant entrepreneur.
In fairness, doesn't 105.3 The Fan sell eyewear? Or wouldn't we if we could? So we all get to be capitalists. Sean Sharif isn't just doing this for his health. He is making a fortune doing this for a living.
Right.
But we would like there to be a balance between your love and your focus for Radio Sean and your craving of the almighty dollar.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. You got to talk to your boy, Dez Bryant, with the exclusive. What did he have to say about getting Jason Witten's reps?
Yeah, and we haven't had a chance to address this here, so I'll do this in two ways. One, his point that he talked with me about on Sunday night wasn't to diss Jason Witten. He was saying, what if I went and ran those routes for the Cowboys? And I said, you mean like Y option route? And he said, no, Jason Garrett's not there anymore. So maybe the guy who lines up at quote tight end doesn't have to run that route. Because obviously Dez Bryant isn't saying I'm going to put on 30 pounds and be a tight end. He's just saying, couldn't I be a weapon in that kind of role? And nothing against Witten. And he said, nothing really against Jason. And by the way, this is another story, but he said, I like Jason Garrett. He said, I think he has a tough time reaching us. And whether us.
And his offense sucks. Dez has burned a lot of bridges there.
Yeah, all of that. And maybe he's burned too many bridges, period, whether it's with the Cowboys or beyond. But then that takes me to the next chapter of this, Sean. And I totally am with, like, Jeff Kavanaugh doing a serious X's and O's breakdown about why Dez can't do whatever anymore. But at the same time, this guy, and we know his background by now, grew up on a dirt floor with a 14-year-old mother whose father was also his grandfather and had to steal his first pair of shoulder pads. Why not let him dream? everything he's ever dreamed about was ridiculous when he first dreamt it. There was no way that that kid was going anywhere when he was 6 years old, 8 year old, 10 year old. And then look where he went. So let's do our serious football analysis about why it can't work. But let's also kind of enjoy the fun of Dez Bryant's American dream. And at age 31, letting him dream a little bit more.
But who's not letting him dream? He can dream all he wants, right? Nobody's saying he can't dream.
Good point, RJ. Next.
I mean, am I wrong? Like, are we wrong here?
Of course you're wrong. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it.
If we have a conversation about Dez's, you know, that it's viable that he plays, that's not us letting him dream.
You don't have. I thought you had Twitter. Go look at Twitter. Go look at Dez Bryant's Twitter account. Go look at mine. Go look at Jeff's. Yeah, and you'll see people trying to crush Dez Bryant for being an idiot, for being a dreamer, for being a moron, for being somebody who can't play, for being somebody who's washed. You don't think that's trying to say don't bother dreaming?
No, I think it's being honest. Like, hey, you're not going to be able to play. He can dream all he wants. I'm sure he's been told you can't do this before, and he's overcome it.
You just made my point. Next.
Do you think – I'm going to ask you a couple of tough Dez questions. Do you think Dez Bryant really wants to play? Is there an aura, a feeling of desperation here? Like, to me – and you can steal that for a headline. But, Mike, it seems a little desperate.
I said to him, are you sure? You know, he's made $70 million in his career. I think he's doing pretty well financially. He's got now a fourth baby. I said, go take care of your three babies. And he said, Fish, I got a fourth baby, 1 year old. And by the way, one of these days, we're all going to have kids and grandkids. I strongly recommend. In fact, Sean, aren't you?
Condoms? Aren't you? Are you going to say where the condoms line?
First of all, condoms, bro, condoms, yes. But his 1 year old's name is Legend Mac Rose. Bryant, Legend. That's not bad. Legend Sharif is not bad, and it fits you. Yeah. I think Amanda, by the way, is leaning towards Fish Sharif, but whatever. My thing to Dez is just go hug your babies. But at the same time, I think it's kind of cool that as long as he's just not goofing on us, because sometimes on Twitter, doesn't it look like it's all just a big goof?
Yeah, it seems like an attempt to stay relevant sometimes.
A week ago, I think Choppy and I talked about this the other day. A week ago, he tweeted that maybe he should coach the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, now come on. When do you want us to take you seriously? This one at least is, I think, really fun.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. What's the latest with McCarthy? Has he seen the sunlight in Frisco yet outside the building?
Yeah, what a great story that was when we sat down with him on that Thursday, and he meant it literally. Now, it's not like you're being, you know, you're not in prison at the Star. You know, if you work for 105.3 The Fan, you know the layout. You could live inside there and live a perfectly fantastic life inside that bubble, and that's what he certainly did for the first week. But he also added to us that he and the coaching staff, they're not going to the Senior Bowl. And so I had to check yesterday. I checked with the scouting department. I said, you guys are going, right? And so, yeah, Will McClay and the scouting department is there. And then Jerry and Steven and Will McClay will be there. So they'll do their business, but the coaches will stay at the Star with their very full plates. Jerry Jones last night, by the way, was in Houston and appeared on Sports Radio 610, sister station, 105.3 The Fan, and said, Mike McCarthy's got a real motivation. And I'm listening to this. I'm going, okay, Jerry, here we go. And he goes, he's going to prove them wrong. That's the unusual inspiration that Mike McCarthy has. And you guys tell me, is Mike McCarthy like really getting ripped for having done very much wrong? Because I'm not seeing that.
Not really. I think that the Mike McCarthy criticisms are stale, didn't evolve, and, you know, his relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
He got blamed for Rodgers in a sense.
Sure. And in a way, Chop, he kind of got blamed by Rodgers, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what? I say this, and I think Gavin Dawson is kind of taking some of Aaron Rodgers' latest comments, like, boy, football was fun again this year, and making and surmising that those might be anti-McCarthy, and maybe he's right. All I know is I bet you the Cowboy fan would love to have 13 years of McCarthy resulting in 9 playoff appearances, 4 NFC championship games, a Super Bowl, and then after 13 years, Dak Prescott says, man, am I sick of him. I think we would all accept that as Cowboys Nation.
Did you go to the game with Broadus last night?
We did. We immersed ourselves in Mavericks basketball last night, and Broadus obviously is a humble joy. Now, he's not very humble when it comes to his football knowledge, as we all know, but he was very humble and walking around and shaking a lot of hands and learning and taking notes. So that was really cool to do basketball with Broadus.
What was your take on the game? Luka struggling in some areas, especially in the free throw line, and Porzingis rusty.
Yeah, and of course, maybe the big story is Dwight Powell suffers the Achilles, and that looked really nasty, and you could see the shiver kind of go up his leg.
Yeah.
And it's he is such – Choppy, you remember this with the legends before you got us fired, when they would talk about – they would talk about how conscientious Dwight Powell is. Remember those conversations?
Yeah.
And so he will come back. He will be fine. This will be okay. But it was tough on an emotional night in a lot of ways. Emotional because Kristaps Porzingis came back. Did not shoot well, but at least he's back. Emotional because Luka, who and look at the expectations we now have for him, Sean, as you say, well, he didn't, you know, I wish he could have played better, but he was like 36 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah.
It's too bad he didn't get one more assist, which would have been the pass with 16 seconds left where he decides to pass up on his own, maybe open three for a Tim Hardaway open three. And he's getting kind of criticized for it. And I'm like, man, I don't know. I've got a lot of chest hair. I've got brass ones. But I don't know if I'm going to compare my basketball IQ with Luka Doncic. If he sees something in a game that later I'm looking at video and saying, I don't know, Luka, I saw something else. I don't think I have that much chest hair to pull that off. So we're going to defer to Luka. And then I would note, probably time to make a trade, boys. Trade deadline February 6th.
Mm.
And the Kings have two guys, Bogdan Bogdanović, who's one of Luka's best friends, a 6'6 shooting guard, and then Dwayne Dedmon, the 7-foot center, who's not very good, but he's a 7-foot center, and he wants out of there. I'm calling the Kings, and I'm going to try to trade for a pair of Kings. That's poker talk, Coffee, if you don't know.
What happened to Andre Drummond?
I'm still interested in that. I think that might cost me more. The Kings are kind of over a barrel. Dedmon wants out, and what Bogey is saying is, oh, I might stay, but he's a restricted free agent this summer. So maybe you can get a couple fallen angels, nuclear winter fallen angels stolen away from the Kings.
Where'd you sit last night?
Broadus got to sit in the fancy section 123, the DallasBasketball.com/1053 fan section. But he also humbly spent time up in the hockey box. And then,
humbly in the box. Yes. You were in a suite.
No, it's way up there. The hockey box way up there. And then I moved around like a big shot and pretended like I was important.
Good stuff, Mikey. Thank you.
Let's visit on the dehumanization of Delonte tomorrow.
Oh,
please.
Yeah, let's do it on Delonte West. Sad, sad story. Thank you, Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline.
Why do I just feel like when Fish and Broadus walk into the building at the AAC, it just sounds like... Let me tell you about my day. I guess Broadus isn't big anymore because of soda, yeah. But still.
Broadus is sitting here texting me. He's like breaking down Stars and Mavs and Rangers news. He's texting me right now. He goes, Shamet was a badass last night. He hit some big shots down the stretch. I was like, look at you, Dickie B.
Dickie B.
Oh,
he was definitely the difference. He said, I watched him in pregame practice, nothing but catch and shoots. He didn't miss there either. So there's Brian Broadus breaking it down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.